producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hello. 855-99-DR-JOY, 855-993-7569 is the way to get in touch with me today and any particular day. We're talking with Jenny, who has certainly not an uncommon problem, but it's no less vexing, of a middle child. And the problem about a middle child is at one point the middle child was the baby. And that's a hard role to give up just because it gets so much attention from everybody, right? At some point, a middle child was the baby. So they've got an older sib who paid attention to them. They got parents who paid attention to them, grandparents, aunts, uncles, whatever. And then the dreaded competitor comes along who is a better baby because they're younger. So what does the middle child do? So that's one of the reasons that middle children tend to be pot stirrers, because all good children need attention. So the question is severalfold. What do you do about that so you grow a healthy, happy, sane child? And the answer is to give her special time and focus on what she's good at. For example, this child may be much more intuitive and much more sensitive to other people. So maybe, and I think a 4.5-year-old is much too young for a pet, but that maybe that she gets to read the baby stories. Or that she gets, and each of the children, no matter how large the family, needs individual time with parents. And I know that my parents, for example, felt that, family time was what was important, and that's not true. For kids, it's not family time, it's time with mom and dad, that mom and dad are the important ones, not sibs. Sibs are competitors to a certain extent. So that's number one. Number two, what do you do with a child who's being hysterical? And the answer is you ignore it. Because anything else, trying to punish a hysterical child will make them more hysterical. It also gives them the message that their emotions are not okay. Hugging them.
Drop her off, we just say, okay, Lauren, bye, and, we walk away. I mean, I know, a 10-minute consoling thing isn't working.
It won't work at all. And not only will it not work, it'll make things worse, because what it's saying is, the more I cry, the more mom and dad will stay with me.
Right. So that's my concern. I just don't want her to feel like I'm crying and mom and dad are like, oh, we don't care.
So the question is, what if we're going to walk away from her, what do we do? And the answer is twofold. First of all, we explain to her when she's not crying that whenever she gets out of the car and gives mommy and daddy or mommy and or daddy or anybody else a hug and doesn't make any fuss, that she gets a gold star or that she gets, that she gets a special hug. In other words, what you do is you reinforce positive behavior, that you get a gold star, or you get to put a gold star in your notebook, and when you have two gold stars, then you get to pick the DVD for the week, or you get to have a 5-minute extra time than the baby gets at night, or whatever, and you can talk with her about what, and you probably know that kid well enough to know what kind of reward she wants, and so it doesn't do any good to ignore the negative behavior unless you give her something positive that she can cling to, because otherwise, you're right, she's going to feel like, and she's got more time than you do, and because time doesn't mean anything to her, so when you drop her off and she starts getting hysterical, and you sort of, you'll console her for a couple minutes, and then you'll stop consoling her. She'll just up the ante. She'll get more hysterical. She'll wet her pants. She'll have a temper tantrum. She'll yell even more. And at that moment, walking away from her, for her, is just confusing because it worked for a while. How come it's not working anymore? So okay. She'll figure, if it's not working anymore, then more of this will work because it worked before. So that's not what you want. It's important to say to her, when you leave mommy and daddy in the morning, when you go to school and you cry, it makes us feel, don't use the word baby, because that's what she's thinking and that's what's working for her, that it makes everybody's tummy hurt. And so when you don't do that, because you're such a wonderful big girl, and big girls get to stay up later, or big girls get to choose the DVD, or big girls get to go to the grocery store with mom, or big girls get to go pick out Barbie outfits, You know, and I mean, you need to find something that works for her that is associated with big girls so she gets to do it, because big girls, the term itself doesn't work, it will not work for her because she's got a bigger girl. She's got her older sister who already gets all that good stuff. So it has to be something that's unique to her, but she gets because she's behaving in this great way and she's making everybody happy and she's making her smiley face, and she gets some kind of immediate reward, which is either the hug or the gold star or whatever. And then in a very short period of time, you can't make it a week or a month, but when she gets a couple of gold stars, then she gets to do something that she thinks is very special all by herself that nobody else gets to do. And then you ignore the crying completely. So when she starts, you can just say, you know what, big girls don't do that, and we know that big girls get to do all this stuff. So you reinforce the positive behavior and ignore the negative.
So, and I don't know if this is related, but she's also a thumb sucker.
I'd love to go for right now. Listen, braces are a lot cheaper than shrinks.
Okay.
And at some point, you know, right? That this is a way that she's learned to comfort herself.
Okay.
And understand that when she's comforting herself and you say, stop doing that, your baby, I mean, you're adding to whatever it is that the anxiety is making her suck her thumb, and you're also reinforcing the behavior that this is a way of getting attention. So I'd let that go. As I said, you know, and if it's any comfort to you, my kid, she didn't suck her thumb. She sucked her middle two fingers. And I swear to you, she was born with those two fingers essentially being waterlogged. And my thought was exactly as I shared with you. You know, a therapist is a lot more expensive than an orthodontist, number one. Number two, anything that you come with that she knew how to comfort herself before she was born, why am I going to take that away from her? And
right.
It seemed to me a much better idea than a pacifier. It was not something I gave her and then took away. And at some point, I did the bribe of, okay, when you're ready to stop doing this, you let me know, and we'll, you know, I'll give you rewards for not doing it. And she, in fact, did wear braces at one point, if it's any comfort. So, but I still think, even if your mom's a shrink, you're not, she can't come to me as her therapist. So, you know, she'll be okay.
Okay.
All right?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye.
855-99-DR-JOY. Jamel, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Oh, hi. I was just telling the producer what I was going to say, and I came right on real quick. But anyway, thank you, Ms. Dr. Brown.
You're most welcome. Sometimes you're just in the right place at the right time, Jamel.
Absolutely. Thank you. Well, you know what? Today, you know, again, the Vice Regent of Summer was so wonderful, and it took, and it stuck with me. And now I'm sort of moving on to something else. Yeah, so what I was thinking about was actually I've been feeling so unmotivated with some of the life goals I've had for about a year and some change. I went out and did something. It didn't work out. Got disappointed and just sort of went into caregiver mode over time with my mother.
Well, all right, let's talk about what didn't work and why it didn't work and see what we can learn from that. Because, you know, the thing is, if something doesn't work, there are two ways of looking at it. First of all, it can be sort of walled off as a disaster that sort of haunts us, right? Because it's walled off, and every time, you know, it may be that we don't think about it on a moment-to-moment basis, but when we're feeling terrible about ourselves, it comes, you know, with all its virulence saying, see, you failed at this. So it's really important, given the fact that something is disappointing, to learn from it what we can, because it does a number of things. First of all, it takes something from a disaster to something interesting, because we've taken a step back. We're not so emotional about it. We've learned something from it. And if we're going to learn something, that means our intellect has been involved, so we've moved from our gut to our head. And second of all, it has no possibility of haunting us anymore because we learned something from it.
Oh, about 2 years ago was make arrangements for my mother to be set up with her own, I guess, health team, you know, with everything, working with the doctors and having a nurse around, a home attendant. On that front, those things have been accomplished. And so I was trying to be more independent because I had I still deal with social anxiety. I was talking to somebody here in New York City, a wonderful organization who helps people with situations like mine.
Mm-hmm. Well, which situation are we talking about? Ailing parent or feeling anxious?
Social anxiety.
All right, well, let me put you on hold. We'll come back and talk about where you are and what we need to learn from it. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com, onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they've put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Hi, I'm Rick Ostick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? And that's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It is the Dr. Joy Brown Show, so named. I'm not sure why they decided to call it that. We're, you know, a great burst of creativity or something. That's a joke, folks. Okay, so we're talking with Jamel, who has called in the past, taken care of his mom, set up stuff. And you were saying, Jamel, that was the social anxiety, is that the thing that you feel was the problem?
Yeah, it was the,
Well, and taking care of your mom may have been a way of both distracting yourself from the social anxiety and feeling important, which is not a bad thing, but you want to feel like, I think all of us want to feel that we're moving towards something, not away from something.
Absolutely.
Because away, we're always looking over our shoulder. Mm-hmm. So the idea of, one of the ways of looking, for example, at social anxiety disorder is to say, do you know what? If I had been less intimidated by strangers, I might have been less generous with mom. And in the long run, I'm going to feel better about myself for having taken care of mom. Now, it may have been the right behavior for the wrong reasons, but it was still the right behavior. So that's a way of already re-evaluating and I keep thinking of holding something up to the light, of sort of seeing something in a different context. Instead of saying social anxiety disorder has been the problem of my life, it could be social anxiety disorder gave me an opportunity, without even thinking about it twice, of being generous to my mom in a way I might not have been. If my life had been running much more smoothly and much more easily, I might have been more tempted to get somebody else involved or to not have been as involved with mom as I was able to be. So that's already a way of, instead of saying, I mean, it's kind of like my thing about my claustrophobia. One thing, which I'm not crazy about, I'm not crazy about having that feeling. But what I understand is it's a great barometer for me about when things are going well in my life and when I'm overstressed, because I'm much more likely to be claustrophobic or for it to kick in when there's just too much going on. Either I'm not getting enough sleep, or I'm coming down with something, or I've got too much on my plate, or whatever it is. So while I don't like feeling claustrophobic, I don't like the anxiety part of it, I've learned, instead of to view it as an enemy, to view it as, okay, what are you telling me here? What do I need to do about it here? And learn much better ways of coping with it, as opposed to saying, oh my gosh, this feels terrible, when it's going to end, I can't believe this. Of saying, okay, what has worked in the past? You know, what can I do that will make this better? I know it's not going to last forever. So, and I'm suggesting that you do the same thing with social anxiety disorder, which is a very common phenomenon. It actually turns out, I think, to be either the first or second most common complaint to mental health workers in the United States. So,
yes, and
go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I mean, the situation, and you're spot on with the it started for me. Well, I could say this. My history could go on for a whole show. It would be like a real therapy session with the audience listening. But what I was saying is that the social anxiety did start for me when I was in junior high school, and I was sick all the time. And then,
but Jamel, what we're focusing on now is where you are here, where you are now.
Right. So what happened with the situation was, you know, I had a social anxiety for a long time, and I went to my therapist, and she wanted to help me take steps to be more independent and to have healthier boundaries.
Right. We've talked about that in the past.
Yeah. And so
what's today's issue?
Okay. So today's issue. Okay. So where am I at? Okay. So after the disappointment with that situation, today's issue is that when I'm trying to start a new healthy situation for me, it'd be I don't know if the word is eating more better, but just sort of treating myself better. The kid self and me go, oh, that's boring, that's, you know, that's no fun or whatever. It just comes up for me, and then I don't do it, and I end up feeling miserable. So
what's the solution to that?
Right. So that's what I was calling. I was calling.
Well, Jamel.
Yeah.
Listen to what you said.
Yeah.
I do better stuff for myself. And then the kind of primitive part of me says, oh, that doesn't make any sense, and so I stop doing it. So what's the solution to that?
Oh, wow. What's the solution? I guess
Jamel,
it worked. Okay.
Jamel, stop doing this, because what you're saying is, take care of me. That's not the solution to social anxiety disorder. Okay? Let's say you have two friends. You have one friend who says, Jamel, you're looking great today. Okay, and you have another friend who says, Jamel, are you getting enough sleep? You really look tired. Which friend are you going to go see when you want to feel good?
The one who told me I look great.
Okay, so if we view those two voices, your grown-up self, your superego, and your id, your child part, one's saying, Jamal, stay where you are, be unhappy. And the other's saying, Jamal, you know, put on your big boy pants, try something else. Which you're going to go and spend time with?
Put on your big boy pants and try something else.
Okay, so it's not that the other friend goes away, and or whether or not that, and that friend may have some value. The one who says, you know, you don't look very good, may be great to go to movies with, or one who is great when you want to have a snowball fight. But they're not the one you're going to go to when you're trying to accomplish something, or when you're trying to get that little boost, or when you're trying to do something better for yourself. You're going to go to the one who says, wow, Jamal, you're great. So all of us have those voices.
Mm-hmm. And I don't go.
So you choose which one to listen to.
Another one, yeah. I get
Jamal, stop it.
Yeah.
You're saying I'm going to give good reasons for doing the wrong thing. I'm saying it's okay to do the right thing for the wrong reason. It's not okay to do the wrong thing and make it sound like it's the right reason. It's not. And saying I'm overwhelmed. You're not overwhelmed. You're choosing the easy path. You're choosing the one that says someone has to take care of me. That's an easy path. It's just not a happy path. You need to think of those two voices as two separate friends and what you're going to spend time with. But it's not up to your mom. It's not up to me. It's up to you.
Oh, no,
and
it
may take.
Yeah.
Pardon?
No, I said mom's out of the equation as far as that part. Absolutely.
Well, but that's what you're doing. You're asking me or your therapist or somebody else to be your mom. You're saying, tell me what to do. And I'm saying, you know what to do.
Oh, that's why I called in today. Absolutely. Okay. All right. Okay.
All righty?
Yes.
Good.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. 855-99 Dr. Joy. Ron, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. Just wanted to know, how do we spot a sociopath?
Can you be more specific with me about why you're asking the question?
Well, some people act nice to lure you into a relationship. And after you're lured into the relationship...
Well, let's not use the word lured. I think everybody, I mean, most of us, when we're, you know, when we meet strangers, tend to be at least neutral, if not nice, right?
Well, as to us, the average, yes, but the sociopath, they are intentionally trying to lure you in. So when
No. Hear what I'm saying. When you and I meet strangers, we don't go up to somebody and say, boy, you're a jerk, because what they're going to do is walk away from us. So when we're talking with strangers, everybody is, I'm not sure I'd use the word lure because that has such connotations. So hang on, let's talk specifically about what you're talking about and I'll help you with this, all right? I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful, but creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, we're talking with Ron about sociopaths, and he's saying, well, how do you know that somebody's a sociopath? And the answer is that you don't at the beginning, because sociopaths, by definition, are charming. So you only know if somebody's a sociopath in retrospect. The basic rule of thumb is if something's too good to be true, be a little cautious. It also means that if somebody, it seems incredibly charming and telling us everything we want to know, that it still means that we should probably go slowly and not so much look for the warning signs, but just go at a speed that makes sense to us. Because all of us love the idea of being swept off our feet. I mean, there's something really appealing about that. Someone understands the inner us, you know, our inner beauty, and that's kind of what all of us long for. But sociopaths are really, really good at that. They're really good at reading people, because it's their, you know, it's their stock and trade. And by definition, if they're sociopaths, they want something from us. So when somebody is charming to us, it doesn't mean we should reject them. It just means we should go slowly, at our own pace, and be aware what's going on. Just, you know, enjoy the positive, and just make sure that we're not we're not being sucked in, that we're going at a pace that makes sense to us, which I suppose means, like in everything else in our life, Ron, that we really need to hear that inner compass, that inner voice. And I would argue that most of us, when we went into a sociopath, on some level are probably vaguely aware of it, because we call up, if we're women, we call up our best friend and say, I just met the most fantastic guy. You know, he says all the right things, and he's so adorable, and he holds my chair. Which isn't necessarily mean that there aren't cool guys who are not sociopaths, but I think my answer would be to myself, to you, to my friends, is go slowly. Just be aware that it takes a while to get to know somebody. And the getting to know somebody should be fun, but you're going to be much more astute if you're not deciding that you're not 40 steps ahead. You're not already planning the color of your bridesmaids' gowns, or how you're going to spend the next 5 years together, or how this person's going to be a great mom, or any of that kind of thing. You just go slowly. And sociopaths, sooner or later, reveal themselves, as does everybody else. And at that moment, it's not, you know, it's not like pulling back the curtain usually. It's just that we see things that don't make any sense or don't make us happy. And at that point, it's not even that we dump them, it's that we negotiate them, talk about them. So, I mean, I think the easy answer to your question is there is no way of knowing at the outset who's a sociopath, because they may just be, you know, a really great person and just the right person for you. But it takes time to know that. And over time, you begin to see things that you question. And I would argue that if you think about any relationship you've ever had with a sociopath, there was some point where you think, huh, and because they are seductive and charming and intuitive, that you sort of just put aside those concerns. Well, those concerns you don't need to necessarily overwhelm the relationship, but you need to keep be aware of them and say, okay, what does this mean? And also ask for what you want. And one of the issues about sociopaths is because they're so good, as you, to use your word, at luring us, that we really focus much more on how they make us feel than who they are. And that any relationship needs to be a combination. So I think there is, to answer your question simply, how do you know a sociopath at the outset? You don't. But the question is, over time, that when something seems too good to be true, it usually is. And at that moment, instead of either succumbing and saying, oh, well, this feels so good, or dumping the person, you begin to negotiate with them. And one of the things about sociopaths is they don't negotiate very well. So somebody who's charming and doesn't negotiate probably gives you some idea. And even if they're not sociopaths, somebody who can't negotiate, you can't really be in a relationship with, because there are enough differences between people that sooner or later, you know, if we're playing it's my way or the highway all the time, that's what a sociopath does. And to a certain extent, if you can't negotiate with somebody, you can't maintain a relationship. Does that answer your questions?
Am I still here?
Yeah. I just asked you a question. Does that answer your questions? So either it does or it doesn't.
So I guess okay. What you're saying is there are signs in the beginning. We shouldn't wipe it aside, because first she's like, well, it's because it's the month my mom died. Then it's, oh.
Well, exactly. If something doesn't make any sense, then what you do is you don't have to dismiss them, but you ask for explanations. And sociopaths are very short on explanations. No, never makes any sense, because there's not the thing about a sociopath is that it's all about them. There really isn't a sense of empathy. There really is a sense of caring. And what we all want in a relationship is someone that we care about and they care about us. And that sociopaths aren't capable of that. So when something doesn't work, when it doesn't make any sense, instead of either dismissing it or dismissing them, you ask about it. And that's, as I said, sociopaths don't negotiate. So if you can't negotiate, it doesn't, again, it doesn't by definition inherently mean they're, it just means they don't negotiate, but you can't be in a relationship with somebody who can't negotiate, by definition.
You mean example?
Well, no, you don't need one. I just told you. You don't need to give me an example. I just gave you examples. Okay?
Don't negotiate, but can you give me an example of that?
Oh, I'll give you one. All right, let's say that you say, Joy, I just love being around you. I want to be around you all the time. And I say, well, that's great. You know, I have a movie that I'm going to go see on Wednesday. Would you like to come? All right. Now, you might say, I'm just trying to think of something sociopathic about it. You might say, that sounds great, I can hardly wait, that sounds great. And then Wednesday, just before you're supposed to meet me, you call up and say, you know, I can't do this, sorry, something's come up. Okay, well, things do come up, and I might say something like, well, gee, Ron, I'm really disappointed. And you either hang up on me, or I say, gee, is there anything I can help with? And you say, you know, it's none of your business. So how, you know, at that moment where I say, I'm not arguing with you, but I'm telling you I'm disappointed, that you're not willing to deal with me. Or let's just say that, you know, that this first time, because I think you're adorable and charming, and you've told me all these wonderful things about myself, and you cancel on me at the last minute, that I say, oh, gee, Ron, I'm so sorry. And let's say that you then call me, you know, a couple days later and say, you know, I really miss you. Can we get together? And I say, sure. When would you like to go out? Because I'm now learning that inviting you on things may not work as well. And so you say, well, how about Thursday, next Thursday? I said, great. What would you like to do? And you say, well, I don't know. I'll call you on Thursday and let you know. And I don't hear from you on Thursday, or you don't call, nothing. So maybe I either call you on Thursday or I text you or something. I say, Ron, are we on? And I don't hear from you. So then you call me another couple of days after that and say, Joy, I miss you so much. And I'm at that moment, I can do one of three things. I can either decide that there's something wrong here, that you've canceled twice. The first time may have been, I mean, things happen. The second time, you didn't even bother to let me know that you were canceling, and you're still saying the same thing. You're not saying, I've gotten a cold, or my mother called, or I've fallen in love with somebody else, or an old girlfriend called. You're not giving me any explanation. You're still giving me the same routine of how wonderful I am. So either there, one of several things I could say. I could say, Ron, look, you're busy, I'm busy. It sounds like you're going through a really tough time in your life where there's a lot going on. Why don't you call me when you're available? Okay, so that's one possibility. Another, I could say, Ron, look, you seem like a really nice guy, but you've canceled on me once. Once you stood me up, and you know, it just makes me uncomfortable. It makes me feel anxious whenever you call and tell me how much you think I'm wonderful, but I think, you know, you're going to do it again. Or I could say, Ron, look, this is twice that you've canceled on me. The next time, as far as I'm concerned, I'm willing to make one more date with you because you seem like an interesting guy. But let me tell you, if this one doesn't come through, I just assume you didn't call me anymore. In other words, or I suppose I could just think, you know what, Ron is the only person who's shown any interest in me in a really long time. So what I'm going to do is, even though, you know, I'm just going to assume that, yeah, he's really busy and he's really important and but he tells me how much he loves me. So I'm just going to go along with this. Now, at that point, you could argue that I was codependent, that I have some issues. But the idea being that sociopaths want to be in charge the whole time. Sociopaths basically feel unlovable. They can justify anything they do to somebody else because they figure that nobody really likes them. And if they showed their true colors, that nobody would have anything to do with them, hence the charm. So, I mean, the point is that in that kind of pattern, you can see that, and I'm making it up, you know, I'm making it up as I go along, that I'm giving you a really mixed, or you're giving me a really mixed message. On the one hand, you're telling me what I really want to hear, which is I'm wonderful and you love me and you think I'm adorable. On the other hand, your behavior is inconsistent with your words. Okay? So look for consistency. Look for something that makes sense to you. Look for friendship. Look for trust in relationships before you look for all that glittery stuff, all the sex appeal, all the excitement, because all that excitement can be misleading, even if the person's not a sociopath, and it's quite in the realm if they are. Okay? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jay Zorn. Going once. Twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Harris Square. Tell all the folks on 42nd Street that I will soon be there. Tell them of how I'm yearning.
Okay, no more yearning. I'll tell you everything that you need to know about... I'll tell you what, I've got one Broadway show and two Broadway and two sort of theatrical experiences. So let me do the theatrical experiences first. I mentioned Voice of Asia yesterday at Carnegie Hall. If you haven't been to Carnegie Hall, you should probably make a stop there at some point. They have tours. They've done a huge renovation program. And Voice of Asia is doing the Astana Opera Symphony Orchestra is doing a world tour. And it's really fun because it has classical music. It has Tchaikovsky's violin concerto. It's got folk music. It's got an a cappella choir. It's got a full orchestra and choir, with including some folk music. So, keep an eye out for it, including Borodin's Prince Igor, which is Take My Hand. It's a soundtrack, basically, or the music track, at least, from Kismet, which was a movie made in the 50s where they borrowed of Prince Igor. So that was really fun. It was short and interesting, and an interesting audience because they were. It's always fun to be in a theatrical situation where the people around you are sharing the experience, but not necessarily the same perspective, including language. So that was kind of fun. One of my favorite experiences is the Big Apple Circus. And as I said, I'm a bit prejudiced about this because it always comes around my birthday. And one year I got to be the master of ceremonies. I got to be the ringmaster. This one, I think, is it's a different group than it was when I started. I think it's been 35 years, which I haven't seen it for 35 years, but I've seen it probably for the last 15 or 20. This one's the shortest, the sweetest, in some ways the most fun. Even for people, I took a friend of mine who doesn't like circuses. I mean, you could say, why would you do that? Good question. I don't know. You know, I'm sort of what a challenge. If someone says wet paint, my fingerprints are there. You know, I got to check it out. But this one, the dogs are mostly rescue animals. They had a porcupine at this one. Have you ever seen a porcupine up close? I mean, most people don't because, right, we don't want to get anywhere near those needles.
I have, yeah.
They're gorgeous animals.
Yeah, they are neat, yeah.
They're very cool. They had two goats that rode around on horses. I mean, this is really... there's something, and the clowns on this were much less obnoxious than they are in a lot of circuses. Yeah, and there's no fire. I just thought this was really fun. And this was one of my favorite ones ever. It's called Metamorphosis. There's also, I will tell you, the thing that stuck with me and will probably end up in nightmares, they have a contortionist who's this gorgeous Asian woman, and she sort of makes herself into like almost a spider and gets in this little box that's, I swear to you, maybe a foot on each side, maybe 15 inches.
Wow.
And then she sort of motions her assistant over, who gets in the box with her.
Wow.
And at that point, I'm screaming, no. But you could see the box. I mean, it's not like it's a hidden thing.
Yeah.
It's glass box. And I'm thinking, I don't even want to think about that. But so the Big Apple Circus is a great, it's here till January, does touring after that. And it's not inexpensive, but your kids will love it, you'll love it. And even for people who don't like circuses, it's really, it's a wonderful, magical experience. And the music is always wonderful. Okay, let's get to Broadway. Disgraced. This was a play that was off Broadway, which I did not see. It has moved to Broadway. It has Gretchen Mullen is probably the name that you will recognize most readily. Hari Dion, who played the part in London. Joss Radner, whose name you may recall. The story is, let's see if I can make this sound like it's not a joke. It's got a Muslim, a Jew, an African-American, and a wasp. Now, I realize that some of those are religions, not ethnicities per se, but that's kind of the setup. The idea is that and they're couples. So the Jewish guy is an art connoisseur who's married to an African-American woman who works in the same law firm that the Muslim who is married to Gretchen Mull, who's an artist, is. So that we've got two lawyers and we've got two artists. And at some point they come together for dinner, which seems to be the new way that we look at relationships, whether they're race relationships or sexual relationships or whatever. I'm not going to tell you, this is 90 minutes, which we love 90-minute experiences. And, you know, I'm not, certainly the standout in terms of the performances is Hari Dion. He is just fantastic, and he plays Emir, who is kind of, as his cousin says, you're our role model, that you're, he is from Pakistan, but he pretends he's from India because his father was actually born in what became Pakistan, but was India before, in the year he was born. So in some ways, he's a bit, not fraudulent, but something, and this is in a post 9/11 world. It's an upsetting play, to say the least, about what part race plays, what part religious books play, whether it's the Quran or the Bible, what part sex plays, sexual dominance, violence, all sorts of very complicated issues. I walked out of there, and my friend who I took, both of us are saying, I'm really depressed. And there is something incredibly upsetting. But I will tell you one of the things which I think recommends it highly, in beyond the performances, which are uneven. I mean, Amir is by far and away the best. Everybody left that theater chattering with one another, which is, I think, always a good sign. Now, sometimes people are chattering because they're, you know, it's a musical and everybody's singing the songs. This ain't a musical, folks. But it is thought-provoking. It will make you think about things. I believe they added a scene. My understanding is that they added a scene and a twist that was not in the off-Broadway. And my guess is I know what it was, and it's incredibly violent. It's probably one of the most violent things you've ever seen on in the theater. And remember, theater has got Hamlet in it and Macbeth and whatever. And I think they didn't need it. I think the reason they did it was so that one of the characters becomes more complex and less sympathetic. I don't think they needed to do to the extent they did. But it's something you're going to be talking about. And, you know, at least one fantastic performance. So I recommend it. I think I gave it 4 stars. But don't go expecting to come out being cheerful and happy and thinking all is right with the world and isn't it great being human and why can't we all just get along? Because it ain't that kind of play. And in fact, it's the opposite of that, of saying, can we ever escape our upbringing and our history and our religious bent? And not only because that play really about religion as much as it is about culture. And culture in a post-September 11th world. So, pick of the week. I mean, Big Apple Circus is really fun. Carnegie Hall, always a pleasure. But disgrace is something that will make you think, which is not a bad thing for art to do. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to powerprepper.com or call 877-817-9829 today to learn more. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat. See our selection at powerprepper.com.